Kiman to Reb Shimon. Who's Zolak Reb Shimon? Trashid Yom HaShakosav Lehem Sheyachru B'Tshuv Yikablam Amlo Hoyu Oimdim Chutz L'Gvulam Bechlal Oisachai Kol Neshama. Because even though there's a tzibur to kill out all the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael, that's only from the seven nations. But Goyim that were living outside Eretz Yisrael, them you're allowed to keep alive. That's what they're saying. If they want to do tshuva, you can be Megaya them. So come on, who's go like Rebbe Shimon?
Yeah.
That Bova role, that's Rebbe Shimon Shita.
Yeah.
Now, Bo, Ray, come and see. Kama Nisim Nasu B'Yaseh Yoyim. How many Nisim happened to Klai Yisrael that day? Over Yisrael at the Yarden, Klai Yisrael went over the Yarden. Oboru Lahagrizim, they came to Hagrizim the same day. Hola Harevo to Harevo. Yes, the Mishishimil. It was more than 60 mil they traveled that day. And nobody could stand up in front of them, in front of the Yidden. For Choloimid, if name whoever stood up against the Jews, Miyad Nitra, right away they were scared, they ran away. Trashi Miskalka Mareye. They had to go. Shenema Pasuk says that they Mosai Ashalach Ophonecho. I'll send my fear in front of you. Te Hamoisi Es Kolom. Trash Lashim Uma, I'll be Mavavavel, I'll mix them up. Mixed up the kishkas of them also. So the Yomer it says, people alayim may mosul fachad ad yavram amcho Hashem. So udashin zu biyir rishona. This was biyir rishona means biyimei Yeshua. When Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, all the goyim were scared and afraid of Klai Yisrael. That's called biyir rishona. Then the pasuk says ad yavram zu kanisa zu biyir shniya. That's the second time Klai Yisrael went back into Eretz Yisrael. That's B'yimei Ezra. That's by the base of Mikdash Hasheni. So it's like a hekeshir of the B'yas Rishoyin, of the B'yas Shnir to B'yas Rishoyna. So really, Emma Miyata, we should say now that really Ruyin Hoya Yisrael Lasa Islam Neis, the B'yas Shnir, ki the B'yas Rishoyna. Really, Klai Yisrael was fit to have Nisim happen to them by the second time they went into Eretz Yisrael, just like it happened the first time when they went in with Yeshua. So how come by Yimei Ezra we don't find great Nisim then? Heleshagorah Machet, is one of the Klai Yisrael did Chatoyim then, so that's why they weren't Zoicha to great Nisim. Then it says, V'yachakach ha'iviyu es avonim, then you should bring the stones, uvonu es ha'mizbeach, you should make a mizbeach, v'sadu basid, and you put lime over the mizbeach, you should write the Torah in 70 different languages. Shinema the Apostle says, bear hatev. You should explain it well. And that means in 70 different languages. They brought the Korban Oilo and the Korban Shlamim. They ate, and they drank, they gave the brochot, they gave the klolos, and they took the stones with them. Ubo v'lonu b'Gilgal, and then they went to sleep that night in Gilgal. Shenema v'yavartim oisim imochem. You should take these stones with you. V'inachtim oisim b'molon, and you should put them away in the first place you're going to sleep that night. So Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe the pasuk means v'chol milon milon, any place you sleep you can put these stones down. Talmud loymar shetolino boy halayla. Only that first night where they slept the first night, that's where you have to put these 12 stones. And we know they slept in Gilgal, that's where the stones are. It says, V'yashtei mesri avon meila shalako. Tana, we learned like this. Tzira, the hornet, loy ovri imoyim, didn't go over with them. Kradimor v'loy not. V'yashtei, the pasuk says, V'shilachti yasat tzira lefonecho. I'll send the hornets out in front of you to protect you from the goyim. So what do you mean the hornets didn't go over the Yarden? Some Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, al svas Yarden amda, the hornets stood on the other side of the Yarden. Vizarko ben Mora, and they shoot it across, his bitterness. Vizimto einayim, and they blinded them. Milmalo on top, vizisosa milmato, and this poison, whatever it was, hit them, and made them serious lamata, by the beitzim and their mesaris them. Shenema v'anoichi hishmarati es amorim epneichem. Epneim, I'll destroy the amorim in front of you. Hashay kegoyva arozim, kevoya v'chasinu kealonim, v'yashmit piryav yimimal, u'shroshav mitachtav. I'll destroy them from top and bottom. Hashem made them blind and made them serious. Rav Papa Omar, Shtei Tzuroi Yisavi, there were two horns there. Chad the Moshe, one was Bimei Moshe, V'chad Yeshua. So I tell you, the Moshe, lo yover. The horns that were there, Moshe's times, they didn't go over. But it could be, Yeshua over. But the horns that were there, B'shasi Bizmei Yeshua, they went over. So those horns that went over with Yeshua, those are the ones that protected them. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the flamed vovah meralef, but the two dots. Mishnah says what? Shisha shvatim olu l'rosh hagrizim. Now they had six of the shvatim went up to hagrizim, and six of them were on har evil, and the kahanim were in between on the bottom, and they said the brachas on the klolos. That's the way it was done. The Mishnah says here. And the Mishnah says here, Shisha shvatim olu l'rosh hagrizim, Shisha shvatim olu l'rosh har evil, v'akahanim v'aleviim v'orin aimdim l'mata v'yemza. So the Mishnah Gemara says, "Ma'iv v'achetziv." What does it mean here? Mash mehef on this side, hef on that side. What does it mean v'achetziv here? Rashi says, "V'Yeshua hachitziv." By Yeshua says like this: "By kruadim asisim mechol Yisrael chetziv el mul hagrizim v'chetziv el mul harevul." Lomu lemichtav v'achetziv demashmo oy chetziv hamiyuchid oy chetziv haniskev makom acher. Like, what's special about the hef? Pshita, you had half 15, no, half six shvatim on Harevil, six shvatim on Harem. So what does that say about Chatzi half? Mashma half that it says someplace else, or a special half? What's the special half? So Gemara answers Omar Rav Kana, Kiderech shechalukim kan, ka chalukim biyavne yefud. Yeah, there is a chaluka someplace else. On the Avodim of the Eifoid, when the Shvatim were written, they were written the same way they went up to Hagarizim also. Rashi says, "Derech shechalukim ashvatim v'hagarizim v'har evo k'dechiv eilu yamdu l'vorach esom v'yelu yamdu al achlolo." The same way Klaisel was divided up the Shvatim here, kach halukim v'yavne Eifoid. The same way the Shvatim were divided in the Avonim by the Eifoid. Shama ben Shisha Mishmoisov. It says also six names on one side. Sa'anach Shisha, the Hagrizim, Ksuvim Alachas. That's what it means to say. The six Shvatim, the one up to Hagrizim, they were the same ones that were written on one side of the Ephod. The Shisha, the Harevel, Ksuvim Alashniya. And the other six that went up to Harevel, they are written on the other side of the Ephod. Vainadachsiv Yachatyov means Oisai Chetziv Achukim Achukuka V'yachas Min Havonim. The half that's on one half of the Ephod, that same half of Shvatim were here by Hagarizim also. Meisven, this is Havakasha. Shtei Avonim Toivos Hoyle the Kohen Gadol like Sefer. The Kohen Gadol on top had like two Choshev stones. Shtei Avonim Toivos, two very good stones. On his shoulders, achas mikan v'achas mikan, one on the right side, one on the left side. V'shemoy shnei moser shvotim kosav aleihem, and he had the six name, the 12 shvotim were written. Shisha aleven zu, v'shisha aleven zu. On top, he had six on one side, on one shoulder, and six names on the other stone, on the other shoulder. Shinema, the pasuk says, shisha mishmoisam aleven v'achas, six names on one stone. Now, Shniya Kidolzoisam, the second stone, that was written the way they were born. But Valeri Shrani Kidolzoisam, but on the first stone, the first six Shvatim, they're not written the way they were born. Rashi says Kidolzoisam means Kisedele Dosam, Shisha Achrenim Kisidron, that's God V'yoshi Yisachar Zvulun Yosef V'Vinyamin. Zel Sedele Dosam. But Vishisha Rishonim Nichtavu Bo Yehuda Ruven Shimon Levi Dom V'Naftali Kesed Leidoson Chutz Mi'Yehuda. On the first one, Yehuda is written first. He's out of place. It's not the way they were born. Why? The Gemara says Mifnei She Yehuda Muktam. Because Yehuda is first. That's Pshat. It's not written Kitoldoson. Yeah. We'll soon see why. Now V'Chamishim Oisiyos Hoyu. There were 50 Oisiyos. It was written on the stones, on the names of the Shvatim. Esrim v'chomesh aleven zu, 25 on one stone. V'yesrim v'chomesh aleven zu, had 25 on the other stone. like Rashi says, the kamen parach shisha achrenim eschem viavo hudevei. For the last six svatim only have 24 letters.
Yes,
yeah, 25. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, he said.